Let's bring in Mickey Callaway.
Yes.
Cleveland's pitching coach.
Speaking of tough.
Mickey, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. We're looking forward finally to the start of the ALCS. It seems, I know you guys probably don't mind having the off days, but we're so used to having games every day or every other day around here. I think a couple of
running
off
out of
days,
stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we're running out of stuff to talk about. So we're hoping that we can end that. First of all, congratulations on making it to the ALCS.
Thanks a lot.
And I mean, I gotta ask you. A lot of the talking points going into this series, and certainly around the Red Sox series, Mickey, was the way you guys used Andrew Miller, and you know, the effective way you used him, and the very aggressive way that you used him. And I'm wondering, as a guy who's a pitching coach, you know, I think Terry Francona said the other day, somebody asked him about this, and he said, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel, guys. I'm just, I'm basically trying to win a baseball game here. But just from your point of view, Mickey, how strange or how different is the way you guys use Andrew Miller?
You know what? I think it's obviously different, just because of, it's not what everybody else has always done. You know, I think if you're trying to win a ball game, like Tito's trying to do every night, that you use him like we've been doing it. And you are allowed that in the playoffs. You get extra days off. You're trying to win, you know, a series instead of trying to win a playoff spot for a whole season. Now, obviously, going through a season, we couldn't use Andrew Miller like we've used him in the playoffs. But we still tried to leverage his one inning to the max. You know, in the playoffs, we have the luxury every now and again of going multiple innings and maybe sometimes even two and a third. So, you know, I was obviously trying to use that to the most of our advantages we possibly can. So, you know, it's fun. He's a fun guy to have on the team, and he's willing to do it is probably the biggest thing.
Yeah, that was,
you know,
just about
a lot of guys are caught up in contracts and things like that, and it costs some money if you do that with him, but he's not like that.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you that. That's you sort of set that up for me. I used to play, and you know, the ultimate goal was to be the best at what you were supposed to be the best at. And Andrew Miller, you could argue, is one of the best, if not the best, bullpen arms in baseball. And to talk a guy into that, or I guess he's basically talked you guys into it, it's the way it sounds, right?
He really did. He offered it up right away. He came in. He said, I'll pitch whenever you want me to pitch. And I think that's the way he's always been. And I think that's the way he's always approached his career. And that's what makes him so special.
That's amazing.
Mickey, what about the other guys in the bullpen? I mean, what do they think when they see this?
Well, you know what? I think they know that it makes them better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Cody Allen and Shaw and those guys that are going to have to come in behind him, they know that makes their job a little easier. Obviously, they still have to come in and get outs. You know, it's not over once Andrew Miller's in the game, especially the way we're using him. So he's usually pitching before those guys. So those guys have been amazing coming in behind him and making sure that those innings didn't go to waste. So, you know, they all know that he makes our team better and he makes it easier for us to win, and they're all on board with it.
Yeah. And Mickey, explain something to me about Corey Kluber. You know, there's going to be a lot of pressure with no Carrasco, no Salazar on Kluber to get where you guys want to get. It's, we can say this any way we want to. If he goes, you guys are going to go, because you're going to have to pitch him at least two times and maybe three times. Tell me what kind of person he is. Is he capable of handling the pressure? I think there's a lot of pressure, right? There may not be if with a guy that has that kind of stuff, but you add the stuff and the team they're facing and the lineup you're facing, should be a lot of pressure, right? Is he capable of handling that kind of situation?
He is capable, and I think the main thing, and probably the main thing that we've talked about the most, you know, we've talked about this more than the way to attack hitters, than is control your emotions. You know, I really feel the team that goes out there controls their emotions, doesn't let the bad calls by the umpire, the errors, the home runs, the walks get to them as much, is going to win the series. You know, and you're always going to stay on top of your game if you're focused on the next pitch instead of worrying about what's happened before. And he is probably the best I've ever seen at that. I mean, we all know his stoic behavior. We've all seen it. They call him the Klubot, things like that. But all that, they name him that for a reason, because he doesn't let anything bother him, doesn't get rattled. He just goes out there, focuses on his in-between pitch routine, and focuses on the next pitch, no matter what's just happened. And I think our guys did a great job of that in the Boston series and did an unbelievable job at only giving up one run an inning if we gave up a run. And that's going to be the deciding factor, especially in the playoffs.
In conversation with Cleveland pitching coach Mickey Callaway, I thought Josh Tomlin, the start he gave you in Boston, was obviously it's crucial. You won the game, so obviously it's crucial. But, you know, Mickey, the story about, and I think it was Tom Withers of the Associated Press wrote a piece on Terry and talked about how when the decision was made, or when Josh was told that he was coming out of the rotation briefly, that he ended up playing cribbage in Terry's office 2 hours after it was done. How important was that buy-in from Josh? And what did you guys do to make sure you didn't lose the guy?
You know what? It's incredibly important. And we kind of knew going into the season, at some point Josh Tomlin would need a break. You know, it's just kind of what historically has happened with Josh. He gives you a great 100 and 120 innings, and then he starts to tire out a little bit. We'll probably need a little bit of a breather so he can come back and finish the season strong. And fortunately, he made it through about 150 innings before he started getting really tired. And then he had a little bit of a period where he struggles. And you know what? Every pitcher has that throughout the season. Everybody's going to have a five-start stretch where they're probably not on their game. And it really shows up with Josh, you know, as because of what he's armed with and what he goes out there and goes to battle with every night. So if he's not locating and things like that and leaving pitchers over the middle of the plate, he's going to pay for them. And we know that when he's rested, the more rest he gets, when he's strong and he's getting the ball to where he wants to, he's a very effective pitcher. And he's probably the gutsiest guy we have out there and probably the best teammate you've ever been around. So for him to get that news, recuperate, you know, whatever he did in an hour, and then back in there playing cribbage with Tito, buying into what we feel we need to do to win as a team, was not something extraordinary. I think that's the way he goes about his business throughout the whole season.
Yeah, Mickey, what's Trevor Bauer's role for this team? You know, when you watch him from a far pitch, he has really nasty stuff. Fastball moves all over the place. Breaking ball is really, really good. Looks to me like the adjustment he has made is basically, here's my best stuff for 100 pitches. If that gets me through four, that gets me through five, I'm turning it over to a strength, which is a bullpen. Am I on to something? Am I close there with him?
I think you're exactly right. You know, what he's done is he simplified his pitch mix over the years. He's sticking with his three best pitches. You know, maybe throws an occasional fourth pitch, but you know, he went from seven to about three pitches, and he's really simplified his mix, and he's going to get beat with his best stuff. Like you said, he's going to go out there, focus on one out at a time, give them his best stuff, and see what happens. And he's done a tremendous job of that.
Mickey, we're going to let you run. Really appreciate you joining us today. I know it's a hectic time, but a good hectic time in point of fact, because you're getting ready for the ALCS.
This is the playoffs, I think.
Absolutely. So
this is going to be fun.
This is what it's all about. Thanks, Mickey.
That's right.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Have
Take
a good
care.
Day.